What did you say? Flagpole.
Take your stinking paw off me, you damn 38!
No!
You're a wizard, Harry.
In spite of everything you've done for them,
eventually they will hate you.
And I care! What is the deal?
No, do me a favor, Captain. Go fuck yourself.
Language!
Why so serious?
What's your favorite scary movie?
I'm Vengeance.
Avengers!
Assemble.
Andrew.
Yes.
Look in my eyes. Do they look alive?
No, they should look really dead. What's wrong with you?
They should look alive because this is episode 50 of That's So Random. We made it to episode 50 of this show. It's pretty crazy.
They said we would never make it. By they, I mean probably me and you both thought we would never make it.
Probably, to be honest. But here we are. Will we get to 100? Who the fuck knows?
I know, but I can't reveal my secrets, so.
Well, people have to listen to the show in order for us to make it to 100, so, you know. Follow the show if you haven't, and go rate the show on Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. If you're listening or watching on YouTube, like the video, share it, comment, all that. But we're talking about Elimination Chamber 2024 today, and we're a little later than a lot of people probably are because we did not wake up at 5 a.m. to watch this thing.
Yeah, no. We said, forget that.
We totally drilled the match order. No, we got everything right in that regard.
Yeah, but sadly, we made some bold predictions that did not come to fruition.
That's true, but a lot of our predictions did come to fruition.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure you beat me in predictions.
Pretty sure I also did. I'm pretty sure I swept you in match predictions.
But if Jeff Hardy would have came back and challenged Damian Priest in an impromptu match to win the Money in the Bank briefcase, I think that would have been an automatic win for me.
That's true. That would have been pretty impressive. I would have had to give you that just by default.
Yeah, but I think they're saving that for WrestleMania, so.
Possibly. But I guess let's jump into the matches themselves. It started with the Women's Elimination Chamber, as we suspected. We totally got who was starting this match wrong. We both said Liv and Raquel. No, Becky and Naomi started this match. I was kind of surprised Naomi started, since she started the Rumble as well. Didn't figure she'd also start the Chamber, but yeah, she did.
Yeah, you had said something about that, and I was like, yeah, you know what? You're totally right. Naomi won't start the match, but yeah, there she was in her green attire starting the match against Becky in her red attire.
All the attire looked good. Everyone's tired.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say. The worst person, I think the person who had the worst looking attire would have been like Liv or Raquel, because Liv basically looked the same as normal, and Raquel just kind of did too. But even both of theirs, I like the like El Paso kind of look that Raquel's stuff had, and I like the little half kind of skirt that Liv wears, and the cry about it little. I guess that's like her new thing. So, but everybody looks great. This match, sadly though, I don't think it lived up to some of the other past women's matches. Do you agree?
I wouldn't disagree. I don't think it was a bad match, though. I enjoyed it.
No. I'm not saying. I'm used to, like, the women's matches, me going into them and being like, okay, I'm ready. No offense to the women, but it's just like, okay, I'm more invested in the men's matches because, like, the storylines are just something I'm more invested in. And then the women's match comes in, and maybe it's because I'm not expecting it. They come in, and it blows me away. I'm like, holy shit, that was good. But this one was great, but I think I was expecting too much of it. Maybe that's why it was a small little letdown for me.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I kind of feel the same way about the men's chamber, to be honest. I think I was expecting more from both, but that's not really the match's fault. That's probably my own fault.
Yeah.
Overall, it was really good, though. Tiffany came out third, and she was great in this match. She might have been the highlight, to be honest.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy reincarnated was really good in this match, and I'm kind of sad that she was eliminated as early.
Now she was the second one. She eliminated Naomi though.
Yeah.
So maybe they had a little spot after too, where Naomi kind of in shock was just glancing at her, and you know Tiffy was taunting her a little bit. Maybe setting up a WrestleMania feud. Possibly they are both on SmackDown.
That is true. I wouldn't be opposed to that, would you?
No. I think that would be... I think Tiffany gets a big win at WrestleMania. Naomi makes a ton more sense than Bianca, because if she goes against Bianca, I think Bianca's probably going to beat her. I think Naomi would probably put her over, and WWE would allow for her to put her over. So, and I think it would just be a good match, because they're both great performers.
Agreed. 100% agreed.
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say I had Tiffany doing a Jeff Hardy spot, and her and Becky kind of had one, didn't they?
Did Becky?
Didn't she? Did she throw Becky off the top, or did Becky jump?
Oh yeah, she threw like Becky onto Raquel.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then Tiffy did the was it a moonsault or was it a swan?
It's like her cross body basically onto.
Oh, was it?
It was everyone except for Liv and Naomi, because Naomi had already been eliminated and Liv was chilling in the ring. So that was the other three. It was Bianca, Raquel, and Becky. Yeah, then Bianca was last to come out, and Liv was fourth, Raquel was fifth. Naomi was out first, then Tiffany got out. Then Raquel was eliminated. She got KOD'd. And that was like the slowest KOD I ever saw, but it still looked good. It was just crazy how like it looked like as if you replayed the KOD being hit in slow motion, but it looked like that normal speed.
Yep. What did you say when we were watching it? You said something about you thought there would be like a mini match between the final two.
But I said there usually is.
Yeah, that was basically a mini match in the final three.
Yeah.
So that kind of. But how did you feel about the ending to it?
I don't know how it makes Liv look. I don't know how I feel about it, like, looking at it through the perspective of that. Like, it kind of makes Liv... I don't know if it makes her look weak, but, like, she just... Like, Becky just kind of came in, swooped her up, manhandle slam, and it was over.
Yeah.
Like, her eliminating Bianca was huge, and then, like, boom, it's over just like that. I don't know. I guess they'll probably do it. I'm assuming probably where they'll take it is, like, that victory was stolen from Liv. That's how maybe she'll see it. I wouldn't be shocked if the Liv Hill turn is coming soon.
What do they do with Liv right now? You know?
I mean, like, what do you do with anyone that isn't Becky or Rhea on Raw in the women's division right now?
Yeah, because there's like nobody else.
I mean, Liv's probably the next big name on Raw, right? Well, unless Jade goes there. Jade Liv? No, well, yeah, if Liv goes heel, you could have Jade play the face.
Well, maybe they'll do Liv Raquel, and then they'll switch it.
Yeah, they could do that.
Liv is the heel, and Raquel is the babyface, but I don't think that'll work, because, I don't know. I want to see, like, an Alexa Bliss, Firefly, Funhouse, Liv Morgan, you know, where she's just fucking kind of crazy.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe like a 2009 Randy Orton Liv Morgan. That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
It's just an off-the-rails Liv Morgan?
Yeah, just like a complete psychopath.
I mean, I would like her. I'd be fine with her playing around with that.
And like, I feel like you could do it where like she just kind of lurks. She kind of lurks over like in the back, kind of in the dark and stuff like that, and she just attacks people out of nowhere kind of deal. You could do like out of I don't know, she attacks people just outside of WWE and stuff like that. like outside, like fucking how Triple H came to Randy Orton's house, whatever, but do that with like Liv Morgan. I don't know. I feel like that could fit her. Because, you know, she did that thing in, like, Chucky and stuff. So she obviously likes, like, scary type things of sorts. And so you could kind of make her, like, a scary figure. But she's not menacing looking. So you could just make her, like, mentally intimidating, you know? Like, how do you plan for somebody that's just a fucking batshit crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. You can't do it too close to the Alexa thing, though. I feel like that's still pretty fresh. Anyway, this was a good match. My final three, or the final three was what I figured the final three would be. And final two turned out to be the final two I thought it would be. But that final two only lasted like 10 seconds. But yeah, Becky won. So we're getting Becky Rhea at Mania, which is, I mean, I don't know what else it would have been because they built this match up since the middle of January. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the match still. So
it's like you said, you know, like you would have rathered it been Liv because it would have been the less predictable outcome or whatever.
Yeah.
And I kind of get where you're coming from.
And also I kind of like I wanted Drew more than Becky. So like if there was one to be a shock, I would have preferred it to be this one.
I think I would have preferred the next match to be the shock.
No one cared about the next match, let's be real.
Hey, that thing got good there at the end.
Yeah, sure, but who did you care about this match going into it?
Hell no.
Exactly. Yeah, the first, like, I don't know if it was the first 10 minutes, but close to the first 10 minutes of this match, kind of slow. Then it got pretty good, though. I think, for a while there, Dominic was probably easily the most entertaining part of the match. And once it started to pick up, like the actual in-ring stuff was pretty good. And Judgment Day won, like I told you they would. I don't know why you thought that Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate had a chance of winning this match.
I don't know. Okay, so in my mind, they need to build towards... the fallout of Judgment Day, and I think it's going to happen around WrestleMania or at WrestleMania. So in my mind, Judgment Day loses the titles here, and then Damian doesn't take the pin, but Finn does. And so Damian's like, the fuck's wrong with you, Finn? And they argue back and forth. And it's the same thing that happened the last time, you know, Finn starts losing matches for the Judgment Day. Damian and Finn get in each other's faces, and that sets them up a WrestleMania match. And it also helps the WWE kind of build the tag division a little bit better, because, like, who even is a threat for the tag team titles right now? Nobody. Name a tag team other than Judgment Day.
Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne.
Name a tag team other than the teams in that match.
DYI, DX. Come on.
Okay. Well, name a team that isn't related to the Judgment Day in any way.
It's Authors of Pain, Street Profits.
They're not a threat to the tag team titles at all. They're off doing their own fucking thing. There's nobody in line for the tag titles that isn't associated with Judgment Day.
You're saying that there's no one in line that isn't associated with the champions.
I'm saying, though, there isn't, like, an established tag team that is like, actually work their way up to beat the Judgment Day. There isn't anybody other than the teams they just keep throwing at Judgment Day to make them look strong. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah, nobody cares about Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Nobody cares about Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. But you put the tag titles on them, you can make them, you can kind of build them up to be a little serious, and you can do something with them, and then you can let them have good matches with these other teams. But at the moment, they're just throwing all these tag teams at Judgment Day, and they're just feeding them wins, while the tag teams that could be a threat are nowhere near the tag team title picture. They're just off having random matches with other people. They're in like three-man rivalries.
Yeah, well, I think Judgment Day is going to lose the titles at WrestleMania, so...
You think they're going to do the same shit they did with the Bloodline with Judgment Day at WrestleMania?
Probably. Something similar.
Stupid. I don't like that.
Nah, I don't really care. Just get the titles off of them.
All right, what'd you think about the Grayson Waller effect?
That was all right. Not much happened, like, at all. It was just kind of Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes saying what's up. Grayson Waller, he was a high school history teacher, though. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. We now know two Australian high school history teachers. Or two high school
two teachers. Former.
Two former teachers.
That's true.
So, we know them personally. We have Grayson Waller's phone number. Leave a comment if you want Grayson Waller's phone number.
We don't just hand that out.
Yeah, you have to leave a comment. It says, please go to episode 100. That's what the comment has to say. Yeah. And Braden will DM you with Grayson Waller's phone number. So,
I won't, but...
You could.
The only thing that really happened here was, hey, Cody was like, hey, Brock, I want you one-on-one. That was like the only thing of significance that was to take away from this segment, to be honest.
Yeah, and then Austin Theory got beat up.
Yeah. That's all he's there for, though. Grayson Waller just kind of watched. He was like, yeah, I mean, that's what my mate gets, I guess.
Then we went into the men's Elimination Chamber match, which, surprise, surprise, we got the entrance order wrong again.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Not as wrong, but still kind of wrong.
Yeah.
Drew and LA Knight started this match.
Mm-hmm.
Then three was Kevin. Four was Bobby, which I got that one. Five was Randy, which you got. And six was Logan.
Yep. I was wrong. I said LA Knight taken out before the match started. Well, he got taken out. I was right about what you said this too. AJ Styles would interfere in some way. We were both right there. AJ Styles cost LA Knight the match, but he was the second person eliminated. Bobby Lashley just got eliminated just for shits and gigs. They just like, all right, get Bobby out.
Bobby Lashley,
setup for AJ Styles to get
him. He drove Kevin Owens through a pod. He speared Logan Paul through a pod.
Oh yeah.
Then he got murdered by Drew McIntyre in a Claymore kick.
Yeah, but before that, Bobby Lashley died. Was what Corey Graves said. I'm pretty sure.
I think he said Logan Paul died. And then Michael Cole said Bobby Lashley died too.
Yeah, Bobby was getting up, and I was laughing pretty hard at it. Bobby's getting up from driving Logan Paul through the pod, and he's like, shit! he's like, god damn, that shit hurt. And then he got fucking claymored.
Yeah, then he, I don't know what he was setting Randy up for, but then he got claymored again.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the setup for AJ happens. AJ comes in with a chair, beats the shit out of LA Knight with that chair.
Broke
then hits
the
a
fucking chair.
Yeah, broke the chair. Then he hits a Styles Clash on the chair and drew like the snizzling, slimy, little cunning, conniving hill he fucking is. Just rolls over and pins LA Knight. I fucking love Drew in this match.
He was good. I thought Drew would go on a run, just eliminate everybody. Sadly,
dude,
he
there's
did not.
So many like little things Drew does like in matches and promos too that add to his character so fucking much. Like, he's just a bastard and he's just gonna do whatever the fuck he needs to win. And I love that about him.
I like him as a face, but he's just got a good heel look to him, you know?
Yeah, no, I specifically like love this current heel version of Drew McIntyre.
You know what? A version of Drew McIntyre I would kind of like to see, like a corporate kind of Drew McIntyre, maybe, like not a corporate Kane, but you know, kind of one of those kind of gimmicks where he's
like the corporation, The Rock, or something like that.
No, not really. I mean, like a suit and tie, like cares about money kind of stuff. You know, that kind of. You know how a lot of heels kind of get that, like, I guess they're JBL type. Type runs.
Sure, I don't I don't think that's like, I don't know, not a lot of ills.
I know, but like, you know, Kane got one where he was all about
that was
the
not good though.
I know it wasn't, but JBL got one. Matt Hardy got one in TNA, and it was good. Like, I don't know. I feel like that'd be a little different for Drew McIntyre, but I feel like he could go from like that like posh kind of heel to.
We don't need that for a while because this current version's too fucking good. And you got to put the fucking title on him, WWE. Drew, resign. Fucking get that world title.
Yeah, Drew, resign. I was wrong. Randy lost. Drew won, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, are they setting up? Though. Are they setting up Logan, Randy? Because Randy eliminated Logan. Logan put the brass knucks on, and he's totting like a fucking moron, and he got RKO'd and eliminated. Then, you know, like a salty little hill, he just punched Randy once he got up. After Randy hit an RKO on Drew, and Drew rolls over, pinned Randy, Drew went the match.
The only thing I didn't like about this match, Randy hit an RKO, and it took about 5 seconds for him to make a cover on Kevin Owens.
I mean, it also took him like 5 seconds to pin Logan Paul, too, so maybe longer.
Yeah, but Kevin Owens is supposed to be, like, more experienced than Randy. Also...
Than Randy?
I meant Logan.
Yeah, but they treat their RKO like one of those finishers that just fucking murders you, so I was fine with it.
Yeah, Logan got drove through a fucking pod.
So did Kevin!
Did he?
Yes! Bobby drove Kevin through a pod before he speared Logan through a pod.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Jeez. What are you complaining
about? Drew McIntyre wins, is going to WrestleMania to probably lose to Seth Rollins.
I told you. No, he stops. He better not fucking lose again, dude. You can't. Dude.
Would look good on him.
Dude, it would look so good. I'm going to be so upset if they do this match for a third fucking time and Seth just wins again. Drew deserves this fucking win more than anyone in the fucking company right now.
Finn Balor.
No, Drew deserves it. No, right now, dude, no one's putting in better work than fucking Drew McIntyre.
Dominic Mysterio, R-Truth.
Oh, God, Drew McIntyre is the guy. Dom or Nick? Which one are you talking about? Tom
Steve.
Or Nick? That's Jack Free Nick Mysterio.
Yeah. Steve is the new member. He's a guy that nobody's heard about. I'm sure R-Truth will bring him up eventually. He's related to Dom and Nick, though.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. But the main event, Rhea Bloody Ripley. You can say that about, like, every match, I guess.
I guess you could say that it was a Nia Jax match, so can't really expect a whole lot. That's not, like, shitting on Nia Jax. It's just I've never really watched an amazing Nia Jax match.
It wasn't though.
No. I'm not saying it wasn't bad. WWE screws themselves by having, like, three amazing PLEs in a row, and then they just have a pretty okay one, and it's just like, well, that kind of sucked. Because it wasn't, like, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, it's also the road to WrestleMania, so you kind of expect more. It was fine, though. Like, I don't think there was a bad match on the card. Rhea and Nia is pretty good. I like the announce table spot where Nia put Rhea through the announce table. Then, like, the ending sequence, yeah, it was a little underwhelming. Like, oh, that's all it took. To put Nia away was a superplex off the top rope and then your finisher. Or a kick to the head and your finisher. Because Rhea didn't really... I mean, she had a little sequence earlier on in the match where she got something going against Nia. But other than that, Nia kind of dominated. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just... It just feels like, I don't know, maybe... And you brought this up later... It would do more for Rhea to beat Becky at Mania than it would for Becky to beat Rhea. And I kind of agree.
Becky doesn't need anything. Like, Rhea, she's established now, yeah. But, like, beating Becky would put her on a whole nother level. Like, she beat Charlotte last year, sure. But that was, like, What really big win did she have in her career before that?
Yeah, not really anything. And see, like, building Rhea up like that would also help younger stars like, I don't know, Tiffany Stratton, where, like, Tiffany...
Yeah, it would mean more for whoever does beat Rhea, like, if Becky does not take this title off of her. Like, if Becky is on the list of victims that Rhea's been through, whoever the fuck beats Rhea, like, means business, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Rhea should win the Mania match. Maybe I have a little bias since I do like Rhea a bit more as an entertainer. I mean, I just gravitate towards her more. But I mean, I love both of them, so I'm pumped for that match, and I'm pumped for the lead up to it. Like, all the promos they're gonna have.
Oh, dude,
those are gonna be fire between Becky and Rhea. Bayley and Io is the other title. Like, both the women's title matches, I'm hyped for. Both the men's title matches, I'm pretty excited for.
WrestleMania is building up right now to be a really good one.
Also, that's the thing, like, I want one of those big champions to retain, and I want it to be Rhea. Like, all the other ones I'm predicting are going to change hands. I think Bayley's going to be EO. Not to spoil our predictions once we do this, once Mania's closer.
Well, a lot may change. A lot could change.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm suspecting Bayley beats EO. I'm really hoping Drew beats Seth.
Oh my god.
Cody should beat Roman. So, Rhea retaining makes sense to me, and it'd just make more sense.
What would you rather? Okay, Cody beat Roman, and Damian cash in on Cody, or Drew beat Seth and Damian cash in on. I think I would rather him cash in on Drew, because that
on
just,
Drew.
Yes, because you could see more of an unhinged kind of Drew McIntyre. You know,
you want to turn Damian face?
No, I want to turn Drew face after the
just
match
turned
Seth.
Heel though.
Yeah, but it'll be like 3 months that he's been heel. You could turn him back face.
I'd rather see Cody.
I just don't know if WWE would put the WWE title on him.
Me either, but I mean, you're talking about right after, like at WrestleMania, or do you just mean like down
same
the line?
Night, same night.
Yeah, no, same night, I'd rather Cody. Down the line, Drew, but, like, same night, Cody. Because I don't know. I guess you could just do a Hill versus Hill thing. I don't want Drew... I want Drew to have a lengthy run as world champion as this Hill character. I think it would be absolutely great. And we talked about this a little before we were recording while we were watching Elimination Chamber. They already have a feud with him and Punk set up. Like, having Drew be the champion once it comes time for Punk to come back would make so much fucking sense.
Yep. You're 100% right. Yeah, I don't know. There's just so many, like, good like, rivalries they have set up that don't need a title, but WWE's in this weird place right now where I think they feel like every single rivalry has to have some sort of championship kind of involved. Like, with Becky and stuff like that, I feel like they think that, like, she needs to have a title or something like that, when in reality, just doesn't have to have one to have an entertaining rivalry, you know?
I don't know. Becky's been away from the title picture for a while, so I think it's fine that she's getting the match at Mania.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, other than Tiffany Stratton, what was the last rivalry Becky had other than Trish?
I don't know.
And it's like, they think, like, Becky is a big enough, Becky is like John Cena, you know?
She joined that damage control match at Survivor Series. She was just kind of there for some reason.
Exactly. And I don't really understand. She can have individual rivalries put on Bayley without a title involved. But, yeah. Like, her versus Tiffany for the title, that was good. I like that. That's not something to complain about. But I'm worried that they think that Becky can't have rivalries outside of the championship title, which she can. I'm thinking that they think, okay, well, we haven't really done a lot with Becky, so let's throw a title on her, put her in some rivalries with people. But they don't need to do that. And I feel like they're going to do the same thing. Other than, like, Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins, who else has Drew really been against other than Jey Uso? But that kind of tied back to the Roman Reigns stuff. So, other than that, like, really, what has fucking Drew McIntyre done?
He's cut some interesting-ass promos and built his character. That's what he's done.
Well, you think Suicide Squad's the best movie ever made, so you don't have a good opinion.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you told me one time, and I quote, Jared Leto's Joker will never be topped. And I was like, whoa. And you said, yep.
Jared Leto. Bold
take by me. Yeah, that's what you told me.
Don't give me nightmares now.
Well.
This is my brutality.
This is my brutality.
There's nothing more brutal than Jared Leto's Joker.
I want to see Jared Leto versus Rhea Ripley at Mania.
That would be quite the squash match.
Yeah, for Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah, he'd lose in like 5 seconds.
He'd probably just pull a gun out and shoot her.
Rhea Ripley would probably just laugh in his face and then he'd disintegrate because he's a fictional character.
Oh, wow. So, what do you give Elimination Chamber? A grade?
Man, what do we give Rumble? We gave it I gave it an A, and I think you gave it an A+.
Yeah, I'd say this was a solid B.
I think I'll agree with you, a B. I don't think it's not as good as the Rumble. It wasn't bad, though.
They gave us some 2K24 overall ratings, which, I don't know about you, but I never have paid attention to overall ratings WWE games, really. So, it doesn't mean anything. But, one that I had a big problem with, why is Kevin Owens an 86 and Logan Paul tonight?
I don't know, man. I don't understand the ratings.
Yeah, like Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates were like 70s, but Logan Paul is a 90. What fucking sense does that make?
He's famous, dude.
So?
I don't know, man. I don't know what their reasoning is. Logan Paul, like, when they were, well, this is 24. I don't know. I don't know, man. Logan Paul, like, hadn't even won a match until after WrestleMania 39, so.
Do you think Pat McAfee is going to be the one to dethrone Roman Reigns?
No. No, I do not.
I do. Oh. I think Pat McAfee is going to finish the story. He never got a Super Bowl, but he will get the WWE Undisputed Universal Intercontinental United States European Lightweight Women's World ECW Television Tag Team AEW TNA New
is he gonna
ROH champion?
Is he gonna dethrone is he gonna beat Damian Priest for the Money in the Bank briefcase?
He's gonna be Damian Priest for the Money in the Bank briefcase after Jeff Hardy cashes in on Damian to become the new Money in the Bank briefcase holder.
We then should mention Damian, the only reason that R-Truth wasn't at Elimination Chamber is because he was in Austria and not Australia.
Yeah, it's a common misconception that they're different place or the same place.
I wonder what Gunther thinks of that.
I don't know. Who cares? Gunther's stupid.
Gunther is the ring general. He's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion all time. Okay, bro.
Yeah.
Who's he gonna face at WrestleMania?
I don't know. That's maybe Jay.
Jay's gonna face Jimmy, bro.
Oh yeah, that's right. Fuck. Who is he gonna face?
It was gonna be Brock.
Yeah, that's what Brock needs is the Intercontinental title.
Obviously, he probably wasn't going to win.
You really think they would let Gunther lose to Brock?
Or no, I just say, Brock? I just, yeah. Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. 1,000 times, yes.
I'm not saying that would be a bad idea.
I don't know if Vince would have, but Triple H, yeah.
Yeah. Triple H probably hates Brock. After that time, he broke his arm.
Yeah, probably, honestly. Probably, I don't know, Remember. Triple H probably isn't the guy to hold grudges, but he probably doesn't want anything to do with Brock now. Who is a good three? Who was Mike? I said Sammy. I wonder if he'll still... I still see that as a possibility.
That is a pretty good guess.
Like, what else is Sammy gonna do?
Also, why... Why does everybody keep going to SmackDown? You said Braun Breaker SmackDown now.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't know if I told you the thing about Jade, but like Braun and Jade were both backstage on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. And Braun like walked out with his contract and Jade walked out without hers. And then Braun was announced to be part of SmackDown. So,
all right, I guess
maybe Jade will go to Raw.
Okay, good. She needs to go somewhere. Like, I would rather her go to Raw.
Me too. I don't know when they're actually going to announce that, though, because, like, they're just kind of lingering with that. And it's getting kind of annoying.
It is. Like,
Bro, when she was off TV, it was fine. And I'm pretty sure I heard she was dealing with some, like, personal stuff. Like, family stuff. And I get that, but, like, she showed up at the Royal Rumble. You're showing her, like, every other week almost on SmackDown or Raw or whatever it may be. Just announce where the hell she's going and have her do something. If she's not going to wrestle, just have her do some promos or something.
Exactly. More backstage segments. Just have her on a show. I don't like this bouncing around bullshit. It's kind of annoying. It's not necessarily her fault, and it may be WWE trying to feel things out. It's like, how do we balance the talent or whatever?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean,
also,
I think Raw needs her more, probably. I think the women's division is probably weaker there than it is on SmackDown.
I think what you said, Liv versus Jade, would be phenomenal. But the thing is Liv isn't like the best in the ring. And, like, Jade, the biggest, like, complaint I've heard about Jade was, like, she's not really the best, but she's, like, good. So it's, like, if you put two okay people in the ring, can they really have a
limit together? Freya beats Becky. Guess who can feud with her? Becky fucking Lynch.
Oh, Becky and Jade?
Yeah.
You gonna turn Becky heel?
You can make Jade heel.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, she's not an unknown economy, obviously, but she's not a known one either. Like, what? We saw her in one match. We don't know where like, her motives lie and everything. So, you can easily make her a heel.
What if Jade wins the Mrs. Money in the Bank and cashes and becomes the new champion?
Cashes in on who?
Drew McIntyre.
Oh. What if she hits him with a Claymore kick?
Oh, what if that's her finisher, the Claymore?
What is her finisher? We didn't see it in the Royal Rumble, did we?
I don't know. I didn't watch AEW, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, the question's still why. What is Bianca doing at WrestleMania?
I'm telling you, Bianca, I think, will end up being, like, the host. Then.
You don't think CM Punk will be the host? I feel like that's a no-brainer.
Maybe her and Punk? I don't foresee her doing anything because they're advertising that show with her and Montez.
Yeah,
they're trying to turn her into like what Nikki Bella was for them.
Oh my god, she still has way longer left in her career though than Nikki Bella did. So,
but Bianca can make them money from other audiences.
Also, you know who we haven't seen in a while? I don't know. She's like a similar position. She probably is, as Alexa. She probably had a kid and stuff. Carmella?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, there's so much talent in the women's division that, like, isn't active on the roster right now, aside from fucking Jade. Like, we still got Alexa Bliss on hiatus. We got... Who did I just say?
Carmella. The stat.
Carmella, yeah. Carmella. Man, dude. Dude, imagine, imagine like Carmella and Tiffany Stratton as a tag team.
Imagine Carmella and Chelsea Green as a tag team.
Oh my god, that would be so perfect. No.
That would be awesome.
That would lead to the ultimate rivalry between those two because that tag team probably wouldn't last like way too long. But while it did last, it would probably be the best thing fucking ever.
Yeah, and you could keep Carmella heel and turn Chelsea face, but make her be like a stupid face, you know, where she's kind of like just a bitch, but people just like her because of how she is, you know. Chelsea Green is Seth Rollins. Because Seth Rollins, what? Name one. No. Listen, it's Chelsea Green. What does Seth Rollins do that a face does? Everything about Seth Rollins says he should be heel, right? But people like him because he's good. People like Chelsea Green because she's good. You see what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I kind of wish she would have won that battle royal instead of Raquel, to be honest. I wish Chelsea would have been in the chamber.
Yeah, the fucking pod would open and she'd be like trying to keep it close. I could see that. That would be good.
I hope she's in next year's. I hope she's in the Money in the Bank match this year. I hope she gets something to do.
It, really.
She does. Dude, she's so fucking good. I'm glad she got that little run in the Rumble. That was fun. Even though she got beat up and squashed for most of it, but
yeah. Other than like Liv Morgan, I would say Chelsea Green is like one of the next big names on Raw.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I mean, you have Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark, but like we haven't seen them do anything.
No,
you know.
No, they failed to push them. Which they failed to push Shayna like multiple times. Zoe, she's still super new, so.
Zoe, I hope they don't like she doesn't get lost in the shuffle because she is good.
Yeah, she's really good.
I wouldn't mind seeing Zoe like have a rivalry, a long kind of rivalry with Rhea over like whether Rhea loses or wins the title or retains or loses the title at Mania. I would like to see Zoe versus Rhea for an extended period, you know, have them have a series of matches. Because I think they did have a match against each other, didn't they?
Yeah, she was part of the five-way at Crown Jewel, and then they had a one-on-one match at Survivor Series.
Yeah, and I remember it being pretty good from memory.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Am I wrong? And she was, she was probably Zoe Stark. She was one of the best parts of that five-way, too.
Yeah. But I don't know. I really like Zoe Stark. Shayna Baszler, I don't know. Naruto Uzumaki just is kind of just whatever for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I just get lost every time Naruto starts talking about wanting to be the Hokage. So,
well, I guess we'll be taking a break from wrestling for a while until we come back with WrestleMania predictions.
Yeah.
But in between that, we'll probably be talking about some X-Men and maybe some other stuff.
Whoa, will we be having any special guests during X-Men?
Yeah, friend of the show, Darren McClemens from the Pipeline Podcast, might, you know, if scheduling and everything works out, be joining us again like he did for the original trilogy.
What is the next series of X-Men movies we are doing? I've already forgotten.
Oh, yes, we're doing X-Men Origins Wolverine and the Wolverine. So, never have seen X-Men Origins. No, I've heard terrible things. You haven't watched it yet? No.
I seen you had watched the Wolverine, or at least started it.
I have not.
You didn't?
No.
Somebody started it on my Disney Plus.
Oh, what the hell? No, I started Daredevil. I thought it was you.
Did you start First Class or anything?
No, I started the cartoon. X-Men, like, the animated series?
Dude,
I didn't start any movies.
Leave a comment if you're the person on my Disney Plus, because I want to know who it is. It's not me.
Who is watching The Wolverine, dude? I'm going to watch that soon, but no, that wasn't me.
I thought it was you. I don't question it when I see, like, Marvel stuff. If I see anything Star Wars related that wasn't me, who the fuck is this? Because I know it's not you.
Probably not. Okay, or, well,
like Frozen. I don't think you're watching Frozen.
Frozen? Either. No. Yeah, well, but you can also
just like we will do. Oh, sorry. I'm messing up your plugs.
Dang, you ruined it. Well, you can find the show. If you're listening on YouTube, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you're listening on one of those, you can find it on YouTube at The Red Arrow. Find some other videos there, you know, if you're a DC fan, WWE fan, NFL fan, there's probably some shit there for you. Jurassic Park, you know, you can go listen to episode 2 of this show. We're on episode 50, so we gotta support Jurassic Park here. Go listen to episode 2 if you haven't.
Yes. This guy. Bringing it back. Keeping it alive.
We couldn't forget about it.
No. And just like in Frozen, we won't let it go. Let it go. Nothing will hold us back anymore. I think that's how it goes.
I guess so.
But, yeah. I think that's it. That's what we thought about Elimination Chamber.
That was Elimination Chamber 2024. Grim Perth. Wasn't a bad show. Wasn't the most amazing show, but
was if good you overall. Woke up at 5 a.m. to watch that Central Time, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad if you pulled an all-nighter for or woke up early
for an okay show, you know.
Yeah, I don't regret
if
waiting.
It was like if it was like Royal Rumble quality, I would have been like, yeah, totally worth it, but just it was a B show. But I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, that's everything.
All right.